for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Saturday morning, February the 20th, 2016. Joey McGee is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Healing the Broken Heart. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I mean, you're not trying to be self-righteous or haughty, but Lord, God's let me go through things to humble me, to give me compassion for people. And I'm thankful that He's delivered me from judging people. In one way, I can see it. I'd say 2 years ago, with my eyes, I could not judge distance. I could run up into the back of a car just like that. And I still can, but it's like 80% compared to what it was. Before, I had to keep a distance from cars to keep from running in the back of them. But I can say that's healed. That part's healed. And I can say the macular degeneration that's been in my left eye is better, for sure. I still have difficulty, but God's having to work sin out of my life. He's had to work out the judgmentalness, the pride, the arrogance, the haughtiness. And so I'm a work in progress, just like you're a work in progress, but we've got to keep on working. We've got to keep on dealing with whatever God is showing us. Keep on seeking Him. He said, you'll find me when you seek for me with all your heart. And so we have to seek for Him. And so He's in charge of our circumstances. He knows what we need, when we need it, if we need it, when to give it to us. Amen? Because He's not going to leave us as orphans. He says that. And so He sympathizes with us. Psalms 34, verse 8, the Lord, I've already shared that, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those that are crushed in the spirit. It's encouraging to know that God wants us healed of a broken heart, of everything that ails us. A broken heart can happen when we lose a loved one, we go through divorce, we lose a child, we lose a pet. Some kids are brokenhearted because they lost a beloved pet. When your best friend, when you lose your best friend, when a loved one dumps you, you know, the searing pain of a broken relationship is the greatest suffering of all, of not having a relationship with people that you love. A broken heart can come in through divorce, through abandonment, through not being loved or nurtured, through being dropped by a lover or a friend, dysfunctional family. The more dysfunction that you grow up in, the more places that your parents didn't train you up in the way you should go. Every place your parent did not train you up in the way you should go, according to the Word of God, you've got an automatic breach. Because you didn't turn to God, you didn't know to. And so God is a healing God. He's a God that solves problems. You don't have a problem He can't solve or doesn't want to solve. You don't have a sickness He don't want to heal. He died at Calvary by your stripes. By His stripes you're healed. We can have a broken heart because of loss of possessions. And you can see a lot of that before it's over when there's an economic crash here in America. During the Depression, there was people that committed suicide because they lost everything. Jumped out of windows. And if we don't get a president, if you get a president that's a part of the establishment, you can be sure you will be sold off to the one world order. That's why the news media hates a whole bunch of people that are running. So the only one that's not going to sell you out, and you've got a 50-50 chance that he won't sell you out, but you got a 100% chance you will be sold out if you pick an establishment candidate. Because the establishment, that's another word for the one world order. And if you hear one talk about NATO, we need to do something. NATO is the headquarters for the United Nations is the headquarters for the one world order. In September, President Obama and the Pope who's just a, I hope there's no Catholics here, but he's just a devil in a Pope suit. The Pope, Obama, and the United Nations declared the United States to be under what they declared a one world government. We haven't seen the manifestation of it, but they're working on it. But God says, fear not. Regardless, God's going to take care of his children. He wants us to go out in a blaze of glory. Amen? The loss of possession, loss of job. There's people that commit suicide because they've lost the job, their job that they've had for 50 years or 30 years. Or because of rejection, because of illness, abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, injustice, failure, and through cruel, harsh words. I'm telling you, words are devastating. Matthew Henry said, hard words may not break the bones, but they'll break many hearts. Last count, there was a lady sitting on the front row, and so we were talking about breaking negative words that were spoken over people. And when it got to her, some of the words her parents spoke over her is, I want you dead. Why don't you just go kill yourself? I'm sorry you were ever born. Why don't you just die? Can you imagine if those kind of words are spoken to a little child, the damaging effect? And in the occult thing is, occult, they put a person out in the middle of their whatever, of their ritual or their coven or whatever it is, their satanic circle, and they can curse people to death with words. The Bible says harsh words, kind words are like honey, enjoyable and helpful. But there's careless words, hate-filled words, bitter words, cruel words, words spoken rashly, insensibly, unjustly, and they really hinder our life. We might look around and wonder, why in the world are we not doing better? It could be because of the words that are spoken. And I told a precious girl today, when your husband speaks negative words over you, when somebody tells me a negative word, immediately I say, I break that. I don't receive that. I break that in the name of Jesus. Because if you take it to heart, you feel that way about yourself already. And some of you have been delivered from that today, from an unloving spirit, and I may talk about that this afternoon. But whenever you hear that, if you have an unloving spirit, you'll agree with them. Yeah. And you take it into heart. But if a word goes forth and you don't receive it, I don't receive that, it doesn't stick in your heart and cause a breach. And, of course, forgive that person. But break those words that are spoken over you. I don't let anybody, that I hear anybody speak a negative word over me, I break it immediately. And I ask people, if you hear me speaking a negative word, please break it. I want to be corrected, because sometimes you do it as such a habit, you don't even know you're speaking negatively. So please tell me, if you hear me say something, correct me and break it for me. Anyway, words damage. You know, there's many parents that instead of using discipline, using the rod, they beat a kid with the mouth. My precious mother never laid a hand. She hit me with a clothes hanger one time and made me madder than a hornet. And she should have just wore me out. I said, Mother, why, when I grew up, I said, why didn't you spank me growing up? She said, I could have killed you and it wouldn't have done anything. But it would have, believe me. But she never laid a hand on me except one time in my whole life. But she was constantly beating me with her mouth. You big old stand-up in the road. Oh, eat it, you big old stand-up in the road. Glutton. Everything she eats turns to fat. I mean, just constant. And I forgive my mother for all that. I'm not trying to dishonor my mother. But my mother was probably a better mother than I ever could be. She was a great mother. I never felt unloved a day in my life. But yet, she was an enabling mother. And we wonder what's holding us back, are keeping us from victory, and it's because of words that we spoke, words that other people have spoken over us. Proverbs 12:18 says, there's one that speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. In Isaiah 50, it says God will give his disciples his ministers, the tongue of a disciple, that they may sustain the weary one with a word. And morning by morning, he awakens our ears to listen as a disciple, and we will not be disobedient or turn back. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit, causes a breach in the spirit. See, those breaches, if somebody speaks a negative word and I don't forgive them and I don't renounce it, it causes a breach in the spirit that works out in physical problems. Perverseness is twisted, deceitful, cross, ill-natured, crooked, a lying tongue, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so words are a major cause of a breach in our spirit because of words. You know, words are arrows that have stuck in our heart. Proverbs, I'll just share this. There's a couple in our church. He's a coach in Lindale School, and they just are took in two foster kids. And this little boy is such a good little boy when he's around them and when he's at church. You just can't imagine anything happening. But he was at school and somebody called him stupid and he just went berserk. You see, that was a big button pusher because he'd been called stupid his whole life. Thank God that these people are such godly people that he feels safe with them. But in a situation like that, rather than condemn a kid for being bad at school, I would ask the kid, how do you feel? What happened? And then explain to him about a wounded spirit and pray with them. I remember when Kylie and Holly, my oldest granddaughter, was obviously she's the oldest, but when her little sister came along, she was a little bit jealous, and she'd get right up in her face and hover over her constantly. And I'd watch Holly when she was a baby. She'd go, and so I waited till she got about 3 or 4 years old, and I explained to Kylie what she'd done, explained to Holly what had happened, and I did deliverance over them, and never again did I see that reaction because she had wounded her when she was little. Proverbs 13:7 says, a faithful envoy brings healing. Proverbs 15:30 says, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report puts fat on the bones. Whatever the cause, the pain of a broken heart can be enormous. And really it all boils down to sin, either my sin, somebody else's sin, or my sin and their sin. But sin is behind it. And you may say, well, yeah, it really wasn't my fault, and it might not have been your fault. But see, if we respond incorrectly, that's our fault. If we go to God with it, that's the sorrow that leads to repentance. If we don't go to God with it, that's the sorrow that leads to death. And wherever we don't go to God, death is working in us. And it may not be your fault, but you might have responded wrong. I remember a man emailed me once. He said, well, it wasn't so-and-so's fault. Well, what was the fault in that was the wrong response. I can go to God in my pain and deal with it, ask him to forgive me, forgive someone else, or I can turn to a false God. If I don't go to God, I'm going to go to something. And so that something has got to be dealt with. Okay, here's just a few verses that will encourage you about a broken heart. Psalms 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalms 69:20. Reproach has broken my heart. I am so sick, and I looked for sympathy, but there was none. And comforters, but I found none. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. Don't ever expect a person to be your comforter. If you do, nobody will ever comfort you. How do I know that? Experience. Isaiah 65:14. It says, but my servants will shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you will cry out with a heavy heart. That's what our enemies will cry out with a heavy heart. And you will wail with a broken spirit, and that's those who persecute us, unless we're the persecutor. Job 17 says, my days are past, my purpose is broken off, and even the thoughts of my heart. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God knows the plans he has for you. They're for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. That's been a verse that's meant so much to me. Ever since that lady turned to that scripture in my Bible, it gave me hope. God, because I thought my whole life was ruined. I thought it was totally wrecked. I was the first divorce in the family. My grandparents were all married till they died, married each other. My mother and daddy were married 60 years till my mother died. And my daddy loved her to the day he died. He was faithful to her to the day he died. And he died 6 years after she did, or 8 years after she did. Psalms 37 says, their sword shall enter their own heart and their bow shall be broken. That's your enemies. And God says, vengeance is mine. I'll repay. I'll take care of those who hurt you. So you have to forgive them. Psalms 51 verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalms 147 says, he's near to the broken in heart. He binds up all their wounds. Isaiah 1, God says, because of your rebellion, he said, you've come out of forefathers that were rebels, and because of rebellion, he said, you're sick from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. And that word sick doesn't mean physical sickness. It means mentally sick. It means a person that's been flogged in the head. No one to press you out or banish you or soften you with oil because you didn't go to God. It's rebellion when I don't go to God. When I have a problem, I'm in rebellion if I don't go to God. And the reason most people don't go to God is because they couldn't go to their mom and dad. They believe a lie that God's just like their mom and dad, and God's not interested. Yes, he is interested. Go to God. Whether you feel like it or not, go to God. And so you have to deal with your sin. You have to forgive whoever hurt you. You have to break soul ties. Deal, forgive the offender. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive yourself. Break soul ties and go to the throne of grace, because he's a God that wants you to come to him. He loves you so much. So why don't you stand up and ask the Lord to show you if you have a broken heart or broken hearts. I want you to go back in your childhood from the very time you were little and forgive every person who's ever hurt you or broke your heart or disappointed you. So Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you to search my heart, test my thoughts, let me know the truth, Lord, that sets me free. I break every vow that I won't remember and that I'll forget. I'll never think about it. And so, Lord, you said that you've given me the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That whatever I bind on earth is bound. And whatever I loose on earth is loosed. And so in Jesus' name, I take the keys to the kingdom. And I unlock my memory. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, come deep down into my pain.
And heal my heart.
So deal with whatever the Lord shows you, and then just sit down when you're through, and then we'll do group deliverance. Lord, in Jesus' name, pray with me. In Jesus' name, I forgive every person you have shown me that's ever spoke evil to me, touched me in an inappropriate way, physically abused me, mentally abused me, spiritually abused me, or ritually abused me, or my forefathers. I forgive them. I break in Jesus' name every satanic vow, oath, and covenant that my forefathers made, giving me to Satan or the devil, or to any demon spirit, or to any false god. In Jesus' name, I forgive my forefathers for offering up their children to Molech, child sacrifice. I renounce witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, all the sins of my forefathers. Lord, forgive me for things I've participated in.
I forgive myself.
I forgive all those who have offended me.
I forgive all those who have offended me.
Lord, I've had a spirit of offense.
Lord, I've had a spirit of offense.
And by an act of my will, I choose to forgive.
I choose to forgive
every person who's ever done any evil to me. Lord, you said you want to bind up my broken heart.
Lord, you said you want to bind up my broken heart.
I give you my heart, Lord.
I give you my heart, Lord.
100%.
100%.
Forgive me for the times I've held back.
Tried
to go around you.
Tried
to do it my way.
Forgive me for running to
psychiatrists. Psychologists.
Psychologist.
I'm not telling you not to take medication. I'm telling you I won't take it, but we're going to lead you to repent. And so if you take it or don't take it, that's between you and God, okay? So Lord, forgive me. For turning to alcohol, drugs, vowing that I won't remember, I won't think about it, I'll put walls up. Forgive me for turning to idolatry. Forgive me for saying I won't talk about it, I won't think about it. Nobody's going to hurt me ever again. I'll never trust anybody. Lord, forgive me for idolatry. Because I didn't turn to you. I turned to all those idols. Forgive me for taking psychiatric medicine. Going to the world for answers. Which has just complicated my problems. Lord, I choose to do whatever you tell me to do.
Lord, I choose to do whatever you tell me to do.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you to heal the aching in my chest.
I ask you to heal the aching in my chest.
I forgive every person who's ever disappointed me.
I forgive every person who's ever grieved me.
Lord, I want a joyful heart. Would you take the defilement out of my heart? Give me a joyful heart. That's a good medicine. Forgive me for worship and serving idols.
Forgive me for worshiping and serving idols.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I want to be a repairer of the breach.
Lord, I want to be a repairer of the breach.
I want to be your disciple.
I want to be your disciple.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I give each person in this room.
Lord, I give each person
beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
Joy instead of mourning.
Joy.
A man with praise.
Now
instead of a spirit of mourning or fainting.
Instead of a spirit of mourning.
Lord, I bind up every broken heart in this room.
Lord, I bind up every broken heart.
I proclaim liberty to captives.
I proclaim liberty to captives.
And freedom to prisoners.
And
I proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
And I proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
To comfort all who mourn.
Comfort all who mourn.
For those who mourn in Zion. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
That you're giving them a spirit of praise.
That you're giving them a
mantle of praise. Instead of a spirit of heaviness. Lord, I thank you that every person in this room will be an oak of righteousness.
Lord, I thank that every person in this room will be an oak of righteousness.
The planting of the Lord. Lord, I ask you to plant every person in this room. On solid ground. Now, Lord, I rebuild the former devastations.
Lord, I rebuild
the ruins. The ruined cities.
The ruined cities.
And the desolations of many generations. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Lord, thank you that strangers will stand and pasture their flocks.
Thank you, Lord.
That strangers will stand and pasture my flocks.
Thank you, that strangers will stand and pasture my flocks.
Farmers, my farmers, and vine dressers. And thank you that I'll be a priest. I will be called a priest of the Lord.
And I will be called a priest of the Lord.
The spirit, and spoken of as ministers of our God.
Spoken of as ministers of our God.
And I'll eat the wealth of nations.
I will eat the wealth of nations.
And in their riches.
And in their riches.
I thank you, Lord, for my shame.
I thank you, Lord, for my
you
shame.
You give me a double portion. Instead of humiliation, I'll shout for joy over my portion. Thank you that I'll possess a double portion in my land. And everlasting joy will be mine. And all sadness and defilement has to leave my heart. In Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for not loosening the bonds of the wicked, of wickedness, and breaking the yokes off people, and letting the oppressed go free. Forgive me for not dividing my bread with the hungry, and bringing the homeless poor into my house,
covering the naked.
Forgive me for hiding myself from my own flesh. And forgive me for taking in flesh when I shouldn't take in flesh.
Forgive me for enabling.
Thank you that my light will break out as a dawn. My recovery, will speedily spring forth. And my righteousness will go before me. And the glory of the Lord will be my rear guard. Thank you, Lord, that now I'll call to you. And you'll answer me. Forgive me for all the times I've refused to listen. Which would cause you not to listen to me. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for putting yokes on people.
Lord, I ask you to forgive me for putting yokes on people.
Pointing my fingers at people. Forgive me for not giving myself to the hungry.
Forgive me for not giving myself to the hungry.
And satisfying the afflicted. Lord, thank you that my life's going to break out in darkness.
Thank you, Lord, that my life will break out in darkness.
And my recovery will speedily spring forth. You will continually guide me. And satisfy my desire. In harsh places. Lord, you're not nothing like my mother and dad.
Lord, you're not like my mother and dad.
I thank you. Forgive me for believing a lie that you're just like them. And Lord, I ask you to give strength to my bones. I want to be a well-watered garden.
I want to be a well-watered
spring of water. Whose waters never fail. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I want to raise up the age-old foundation. The wall of Jerusalem. That soul rim is really the wall of Jerusalem that's broken down. That's the illustration of the breaches. That was an illustration of our spiritual walls. Versus in Nehemiah 1, it talks about the wall of Jerusalem that was broken down because of shame. We've been broken down because of shame. So that's a picture of God restoring our spiritual walls. And when there's a hole in the wall, the devil can attack. Is that right?
Yeah.
But when that hole is shut, the enemy can't get to you. We were at camp one day, and not anybody recently, but somebody from the pastor said, "Boy, when you leave here, the devil's really going to attack you." And I thought, that guy went, "Oh, no." Let me tell you something. The devil's not going to attack you unless there's an open door. And he may just want me to strengthen you. God may be wanting to strengthen you. But there's a reason. And the enemy cannot touch you unless God lets him.
Amen. Amen.
That's encouraging.
That is encouraging.
Amen. God made the devil. People are afraid of the devil. Yeah. He's just a peon compared. I mean, he's not even like a grain of sand. He's nothing. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you.
Thank you and praise you.
And forgive me for not honoring the Sabbath.
Give
me a full understanding of what it is. Lord, I come to your throne of grace now.
Lord, I come to
be strengthened, confirmed,
established,
and perfected. Thank you that a bruised reed you will not break.
Thank you that a bruised reed you will not break.
And a burning wick you will not extinguish.
And a burning wick you will not extinguish.
Lord, forgive me for rebellion.
Lord, forgive me for rebellion.
Thank you that you're near to me.
Save the crushed in spirit.
Lord, I forgive every loved one that's ever disappointed me.
Lord, I forgive every loved one that's ever disappointed
me. Every friend. I forgive you for taking people I love.
I forgive you for taking people I love.
I forgive, Lord, I've suffered because of broken relationships.
Lord, I've suffered because of broken relationships.
I give you permission to restore.
I give you permission to restore.
I forgive my mother and father, and I forgive my forefathers, and I forgive me for divorce, if I've been divorced. If I've ever had an abortion, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse my womb by the blood of Jesus from all defilement. Forgive me for murdering my babies, if I did. And Lord, the grief and broken heart in my life because I've killed my baby. I forgive the doctors and everybody that aborted my baby. Y'all repenting? Yes, I did. And Lord, I break soul ties with my dead baby or babies. I sever and I break soul ties with the baby's daddy. Daddies, I call back my soul and spirit from them, cleansed, sanctified, and made whole. I send back their souls and spirits to them. I exchange their image for the image of Christ. And Lord, I ask you to cleanse my womb from all defilement by the blood of Jesus. You see, you might kill a baby through abortion, but the spirit of that dead baby is still up inside of you. And the next kid you have will be born with the spirit of death on them because of that abortion. Spirit of death, I command you to leave every womb of every person in this room. I break soul ties with the doctors, everybody that aborted it, with the daddy of the babies. Call back my soul and spirit from them. Send back their souls and spirits to them. Exchange your image for the image of Christ. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for abortion. I forgive myself. I ask you, Lord, to ask my baby to please forgive me. In Jesus' name, bless the Lord. I forgive those that have spoken evil words over me.
I forgive those that have spoken evil words over me.
I forgive, I break the power of negative words.
I break the power of negative words.
Forgive me for receiving those words.
Forgive me for receiving those words.
Forgive me for speaking those words over me.
Forgive me for speaking those words over me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, I pull out all those negative words, all those swords, all those arrows. I pull it out of each person. In Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Forgive me for cutting, sarcastic, hateful, mean, cruel, judgmental words. Forgive me for being insensitive. I forgive my mother and father for speaking words over me. My brothers and sisters, my teachers. In Jesus' name, I forgive them. In Jesus' name, I break the power of defeat and failure. All spirits that tell us we're losers, I break the power of all spirits that tell you you're a loser, you're stupid, you're dumb, you'll never overcome, you'll always be a drunk, you'll always be an alcoholic, you'll always be a drug addict. I break the power of those yokes. I break the power of those words. I pull out all those arrows in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Pray, Lord, forgive me for speaking like the thrust of a sword. Forgive me for not having a wise tongue. Forgive me for having perversion in my speech. In Jesus' name, I forgive myself. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. Thank you that my life is not over. It's just begun because you said my steps are ordered by you. I take the sword of the Spirit. I cut and sever every cord of control, leaving the souls of every person who's hurt me or touched me or spoke evil of me. Call back my soul and spirit from them, cleansed, sanctified, and made whole. The wounded spirit I was born with, the broken heart that came down through the generations, we break generational curses, soul tie curses of a broken heart. We send back the souls and spirits of everyone who's broken our heart or our forefathers' heart. In Jesus' name, I just command the spirit of a broken heart to go now. In Jesus' name, I break your power. I command you to leave every person, pain, grief, sadness, sorrow. Leave now. Unbelief, doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness. Get out now in the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus. All spirits of rebellion, hopelessness, despair, depression, despondency, leave now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hatred, meanness, bitterness, you get out now. Sarcasm, come out. Rebellion, antichrist spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Upheaval, go. Self-pity, martyr spirits, get out now, come out. Broken heart, pain, leave every heart. All vexation, you leave now. Come out in Jesus' name. Mental pain, emotional pain, sexual pain, physical pain, mental pain, come out now in Jesus' name. I break the power of every demonic spirit that's been deposited in each person's life through ritual abuse, through any abuse, through sexual abuse. Go now in Jesus' name. I break generational curses of incest in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus' name. Despair in Jesus' name. Every lie that God's like mother and daddy, get out now in Jesus' name. Every lie that God won't protect you, come out now in Jesus' name. I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. All pain has to leave. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you have to go. Lord, I press them out. I bandage them. I soften them with oil in the name of Jesus. I bind up their broken heart. I give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, that each person in this room will be an oak of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Praise you, God. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. What time is it? Quarter of. Lord, we ask you to bless the food. We ask you to bless the hands that prepared it. We ask you to purify, sanctify, consecrate it. Thank you for another day of food in America. Thank you for everyone that's working in the kitchen, everyone that's helping here at this camp. We just bless them, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. You're so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.